from the sister.
You really want to know why? Because I wanted to. Yeah. I like this. It feels more intimate in here for me. I like it better. Yeah. Heaven forbid I ever do anything because it makes me feel better. Please forgive me.
You feel guilty?
Well, sometimes we act like that. Like, you know, like there's something wrong with something going our way.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. This section is called The Branching of the Road. It's on page 477. If you feel like you're in a situation right now where you can't go ahead, if you feel like you're in a situation right now where it seems like you can't go ahead, you've come to the place where the branch in the road is most obvious. If you're at a point right now where you feel like you can't go ahead, you come to the place where the branch in the road is quite apparent. In other words, you're at a point in your life where you must go either one way or the other. If you keep going the way you went before you got here, if you keep going the same way you went before you got here, you will go nowhere. It's hot. This is deep, man. The whole purpose of coming this far, in case you've been wondering, what was the whole purpose of coming this far? Have you ever said that? I wonder what the purpose is for even coming this far, okay? The whole purpose for coming this far was to decide which branch you're going to take right now. The whole purpose of your life so far was to bring you to the point where you are making the choice that you're getting ready to make right now. And hopefully you had some pancakes or something earlier. Yeah, I mean, if you had known it was a decision like this waiting for you, you know, you would have had a different kind of attitude about the day, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
this is the day in my life that everything that I've ever gone through has brought me to the point where I can make the choice that I've got to make today. And that's what's true for all of you, too.
Cool.
So, if you go the way you went before you reach this far, you will be going nowhere. The whole purpose for coming this far was to decide which branch you will take right now. The whole purpose for coming this far was to decide which road you're going to take right now. Your whole purpose for coming this far was to decide which road you're going to take right now. Your purpose for coming this far was to decide which road you're going to take right now. The way you came no longer matters. How you got here no longer matters. How you got here can no longer serve you. And nobody who reaches this far can make a wrong decision. Hello. Nobody who reaches this far can make a wrong... I was getting kind of scared there for a minute, wasn't you? Sounded kind of good, but that's kind of scary. I needed to hear that no one who makes it this far can make a wrong decision. Okay, so the Course says you can't make a wrong decision if you made it this far, but you sure can delay yourself.
Yeah.
So everybody felt that, yeah. Don't you kind of feel like you're sitting in the bus station of life sometimes? You know, like just waiting, you know. You know, so the Course says, I love this last line. It's just classic Course. It says, there is no part of the journey that seems more hopeless and futile than standing where the road branches and not deciding on which way to go. Whoa. Did you hear that? Say, I say one more time just to kind of squish us a little bit more. It says, there's no part of the journey that seems more hopeless and futile than standing where the road branches in your life and not decide which way to go. That's the, when you feel the most hopeless, when you feel the most futile, that's what you're doing. You're standing right at the branch, but you're not deciding which way to go. Okay, so let's review. Let's review that. Okay. I love how the course gives me a reality check. Okay, if there's a place in my life that I feel like I can't go ahead right now, then I'm obviously at the branch of the road. I'm at a point that I got to choose one way or the other way, but the thing that got me here can no longer serve me because the point of it was for it to get me to where I am right now so I can make the choices I need to make today. And so what's making my life feel so futile and hopeless is that I'm standing right at where the road branches in my life and I'm not deciding which way to go. But you can't make a wrong decision, so you don't have to worry about that. You're not going to make, don't worry about making a wrong decision. You hit the branch of the road and you're going to take the wrong branch. You know, that's what I'd be worried about. So I'm at the branch of the road, am I getting ready to blow it again? You know what I'm saying? So the Course says, no, Earl, if you got this far, you cannot make a wrong decision. You can just delay making the decision. In paragraph one. Okay, any questions about the first paragraph? Anything anybody want to share? Any questions? Was that deep?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like about the Course in Miracles, man. It says stuff like I've never heard it before. Any thoughts?
I'm just looking forward to hear how we're going to get the right decision. Yeah.
Right branch.
You're in your seat, huh, little lassie?
Me too. I'm on the edge of my seat too. Course in Miracles says this is the way that life really works. You're already back home in reality, already back connected to God, already back completely everything all right. We already back. We made it home. And the Course says all we're doing is just looking at what we went through to get there. And that's all your life is. You're just looking at what you went through. You're just looking at what you went through. I'm like, that's too simple. That makes too much sense. That's going to mess my mind up. You know, because that's the truth. He says you're just looking at what you went through to end up back in heaven, back in reality, back in love. You're just looking at what you went through. You're going to win because you already won. You're just seeing what you went through to win.
So why do we have to look back then? That's the point of looking back.
There is none. You're right. There is no point. Okay, but we have to be careful to stay on the subject here for a second. We're at the branching of the road. We got to make a decision. If we make a decision to do what we did before we got here, we're not going to go anywhere. That's what this book just told us. He says, you can't make a wrong decision, he says, but you can delay. And there's no part of the journey that seems more hopeless and futile than standing where the road branches and not deciding on which way to go. It is but the first few steps along the right way that seem hard. It's the first few steps you do toward doing right that seem hard. It's the first few steps you take toward doing right that's hard. It's the first few steps you take toward doing right that's hard. But you have chosen. Although you may still think you can go back and make the other choice, this is not so. A choice made with the power of heaven, a choice made with the power of God, a choice made with the power of the universe to uphold that choice cannot be undone. Your way is decided. There is nothing you will not be told if you acknowledge that your way is decided. There will be nothing you won't be told if you'll acknowledge that your way is decided. There will be nothing you will not be told if you'll acknowledge that your way is decided. There will be nothing you won't be told if you'll acknowledge that your way is decided. There will be nothing you won't be told if you will acknowledge that your way is decided because you made a choice with the power of God to uphold it. So that choice for love cannot be undone. Your choice to be happy cannot be undone. But it's just the first few steps along the road to happiness that seem hard. But if you will accept that your way is decided, there'll be nothing you won't be told if you acknowledge that. okay, my way is decided. Okay, so you and these people sitting in this room are here in this holy place before the veil of sin that hangs between you and the face of love. I want you to let all the fear you see between each other be lifted, and then raise all this fear together with each other, because it's just a veil of fear that stands between you and the other people in this room. So either you and the other people in this room alone will see it. Any of you alone will see this veil of separation as a solid block, nor realize how thin the drapery that separates you now. But the drapery that seems to separate you, the drapery that seems to separate you is almost over in your awareness. The drapery that seems to separate all of you is almost over in your awareness. The drapery that seems to separate all of you is almost over in your awareness. And peace has reached you even here before the veil.
Wow.
Think what will happen after. I'm scared too. The love of Christ, which simply means the love of the self, will light your face, and from your face this love will light into a darkened world that needs the light. Your face is going to light up the world. Woo! And then from this innocent place, the love that's you is going to return with you, not leaving it nor you. You will become the messenger of love. You will be returning love to love. You will become the messenger of freedom, returning freedom to freedom. You will become a messenger of freedom. You will be returning freedom unto freedom, love unto love, peace unto peace. Let me get this straight. All right. Okay. All of us are sitting in this room thinking that we're separate people going about the holiday weekend. And there's a little, and we got this veil between all of us that makes all of us think we're different from each other. And so we can lift this veil that makes us think we're different from each other together. And it's nothing but a veil that's standing between me and you anyway. And this drapery that makes us think we're separate from each other is almost over. We're almost to the point that we're going to actually see that we're truly one. We're almost at the end of the play illusion of being separate. We're just about at the end of the separation game, gang. And I'm the one who is here on the separation train to let you know the separation is about to end.
Yes.
Now, I know you love the separation, but you've been asking for an end to the separation, and the separation's end is about to happen. And it's just a little drapery that stands between you all, and that little drapery is nothing but all the wrong ideas you have about each other. That's the drapery.
Yeah.
Wow. He says, now, as soon as you let this drapery rise up, he says, then it's some love. Check this out. His love is going to light your face. You're going to just be the cutest thing that ever lived. Okay? You're going to be ridiculously cute. You're going to be so cute. People just are going to be able to just hold themselves back. You're going to be so cute. Okay? He says, and then from this light in your face, you know, it's going to shine out into this dark and fearful world that needs the light. This is a world that has a lot of fear in it that needs some love, right?
Right.
Okay, so the love is going to come out of our faces.
Right.
Okay? That's deep, man.
Yeah.
Woo, I like that. Then it says, that's a holy place. So you're going to come back from the holy place, and you're going to become a messenger of everything that's cool. So you're going to be a messenger of everything that's cool. Anything that's cool that's supposed to enter the earth plane is going to personally come through you. Is that okay? Is that okay? It's okay for the cool stuff, the good stuff, the wonderful stuff to come through you, huh?
Yeah.
All right, I don't want to feel like I'm forcing it out of you or nothing like that. I wouldn't want you to be happy against your will. I see through it with most people. This book is so doggone deep. It hooked me 25 years ago. It's not let me loose yet. Never heard things put this way. Okay. He says, then, but once you come back in the world and you really express in loveliness, he says, think of the loveliness that you will see who walk with love. And think how beautiful we, you and the other person, look to each other. Woo! He said, you're going to be looking so beautiful to each other. So we're going to be looking so beautiful to each other. We're going to be looking so beautiful to each other. We're going to be looking so beautiful to each other. We're going to be looking so beautiful to each other. We're going to be looking so beautiful to each other. And then he says, and think how beautiful you and your brother look to each other. How happy you will be to be together after such a long and lonely journey. He said, I'm so glad I've caught you. I'm finally with you all after such a long and lonely journey. I'm glad to see you all. Thanks. After such a long, lonely journey I've been having, thinking I'm by myself, trying to make it back to my happiness on my own, through my own plans that never work. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm so glad I'm not the only one that was making that mistake. I feel so much better. God, I'm telling you. So the course says, he says, the gates of heaven, which the course describes as perfect joy. So I'll say it that way. The gates of perfect joy. Now, just picture that. The gates of perfect joy open now for me. Woo! Let me see back there. It's hard to get stuff like that to come out your mouth, but it's too positive. Yeah. I swear, like my positive muscle not that strong. I can't be that. My negative muscle can handle tons of stuff. My positive muscle couldn't handle that. That was too beautiful. The gates of heaven, the gates of perfect joy open now for me. He said the gates of perfect joy open now for you. You're going to open to the sorrowful. Wow, this gate of happiness is opening for me, I'm going to open it for you. The same gate of happiness is opening for me, I'm going to open it for you. That's what it just said. If I was that kind of person, I'd be really cool, wouldn't I?
You are really cool.
I'm really cool.
Oh, really?
You mean I didn't successfully hide my gloriousness? I thought I had it totally hidden. See, you know, the cool stuff about me got out anyway. In spite of what I thought about myself, people see something they like. Well, y'all the worst judge of character in the world. That's what people feel when they think that they don't love themselves and you think highly of them. They think you're the one with a problem with judge of character. You know, you like me, something's wrong with you. You know.
Veil's too thin.
Yeah, my veil is worn out. I got a worn out veil. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Old tired veil. I'm sick of it. This is me. I'm here. This is me, y'all. Hello. What's going on? I've been trying to be somebody other than myself all my life, and then wonder why it was things didn't work out for me. It's hard to have things work out for me when I'm being somebody else, because when they show up for me, I'm not even there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. That's your representative, you mean?
Yeah, well, I got my representative out representing me in the world, and all the real packages that arrive for me, I'm not even at home to receive them. I'm too busy making up a self that doesn't exist, which is a full-time job.
Yeah. That's way good.
Oh, man. He said, everybody looks at the love in you is just going to rejoice. Like, everybody that looks at the love in you, they're just going to be happy. I want to hear that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? If somebody walk up to me and they see so much joy in me, it just makes them happy. And no matter how sad they were, they just see so much joy in me, they're going to be like, oh, she left me. Hey, Earl, what's up, bro? I'm feeling fine, man. You know, you want people when they're around you to just lift them right up out of any fear and sadness, out of your joy.
Yeah.
That's how you lift people up. They just can't be sad around you. You're just too full of joy for them. There's no competition. You know, a sad person isn't any competition for a truly happy person. Okie dokie. He says, one more sentence, and I'm going to go to something else in a minute. He said, how beautiful the sight you saw beyond the veil, which you will bring to light the tired eyes of those as weary now as you once were. You're gonna see something so beautiful that you're going to bring it back to light the tired eyes of other people who used to feel like you used to feel. That's, he said, you're going to see something so beautiful that you're going to bring it to light the tired eyes of those as weary now as once you were. And how thankful will these weary ones be to see you come among them? Because you're going to be offering the forgiveness of love to dispel their own belief in guilt and sin. That means every mistake you or the other person makes, the other person will gently have corrected for them. Woo! Any mistake you make, I want it to be gently corrected. Any mistake you make, I want to be gently corrected. Any mistakes any of you out here in this room make, I want any of your mistakes to be corrected gently. Everybody in this room, whatever mistakes you make, I want any of your mistakes to be corrected gently.
Thank you.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Because your loveliness is my salvation. Your loveliness is my healing. So seeing you as loving is what keeps me healed. So I want to absolutely, totally protect your loveliness from any harm.
That's deep.
That's what this book is saying, stuff like that. He says, and so you will be your brother's strong protector from everything that seems to come up between you. I'm going to protect you from anything that comes up between us. Don't worry about it. I'm going to protect you from anything that comes up between us. Don't worry about it. I'm going to protect you from anything that comes up between us. Don't worry about it, because I'm your strong protector. If anything tries to come up between us, I'm your sure protector of that. Because I'm not going to let anything come up between us.
That makes me cry.
I know this stuff is so beautiful that it took me 25 years to even start to hear it. Tell you how negative I was.
You're a slow learner.
Hey, I'm telling you, but hey, nobody will rush me into happiness before it's time. You got to get up pretty early in the morning to fool Earl Purdy. I make my mistakes slowly.
Here you are saving us 25 years.
That's right. I saved you 25 years by giving you the benefit of everything I learned right now.
Thanks.
As what I'm talking about. Y'all going to get a hell of a bill from me. Hey, this is a bill from Earl's Club. What? $9 million for that's what I'm talking about, y'all. I said one day you're going to think so much of what you do that you're going to set the price high and demand a high return because of the value of what you give.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I heard that long ago.
I'm like going, wow, I'm sure not there yet.
But you're ready to take the branch.
What's it now?
You're branching out. Take the right branch. Change that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Whew. I would never disagree with somebody that wants something good to happen to me. I used to be crazy enough to do that. But let me tell you, wait a minute, what she just said? Well, she wanted everything to work out for me. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Whew.
So look, then he says, so shall you walk the world with me whose message has not yet been given everyone. For you are here to let the message of love be received. The reason why you are here is to let the whole message of love be received. So your Creator's offer still is open. You can have your happiness, your joy, your peace right now. The offer is open. The offer still is open, but the offer is waiting for you to accept it.
Wow.
For from you who have accepted it, is it received from you who have accepted it? Is it received from you? Into your hand, join with my hand, this love is safely given. For you who share the love have become love's willing guardian and protector. If we share the love, we are the guardians and protectors of love. If we give it to each other, we are the guardians and protectors of it by giving it to each other. By me treating you right, I'm the guardian and protector of treating right. You know, I love that.
Yeah.
Woo, this is so good. Okay, I'm through with that paragraph. Anybody got anything you'd like to say? Anybody got any comments? I know.
For once.
That's true. Anybody? What is y'all, just tell me, just give me some opinions. How about that?
To me, what you said first, I thought was pretty freeing, is that we can't make a wrong decision.
That's right.
That was good. And that you're my protector. It makes me cry.
I am God's condom.
That is so, I'm writing that down.
That's going to be the name of my book. I bet you that, I get two people walking down saying, what? Oh, my God, come, girl, get that book. Get that, buy that book right now. I'm going to read it even if I'm going to condemn it. I'm going to read it anyway. That's right, because, you know, money that comes from condemnation springs is as good as the money from come from acceptance. How about that book to disparage you? Yeah, just MasterCard or Visa. Pretty funny. You really can't lose with the laws of God. Can't lose. You're trapped in success. You're trapped in winning. And so this is like a therapy clinic for people who sometimes have a hard time with winning. Because they know they're going to win again, and they don't know how they're going to deal with the anxiety of winning again. So this is Winning Again Anonymous. Yeah, it's like, okay, y'all, we're going to win again, so are we going to handle it better than the last times when we won? Hello, gang. Are we going to handle it a little bit better this time when we try to keep the sabotage quotient way down? When you get something cool, you mess it up some kind of way. We're going to not do that, right, gang? We're going to, that's why we have these meetings, isn't that right? So we can reinforce our capacity to receive, because there's so much more that wants to get to us than we are letting come to us, because we believe some rumors about ourselves is not true.
Sure.
Okay. So anybody got anything to say?
This big chunk of book right here it talks about your brother, and it seems to be in the context of holy relationship. Correct?
That's exactly what you'd be having if you were doing that, right?
But holy relationship is broader than, is it not? Over here we have special relationship, boy girl, and over here we have holy relationship, boy girl. I mean, can Emily and I have a holy relationship?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So whenever I see your sister, that word brother, I freak out on this unholy person in this unholy relationship that was a special relationship that, you know, working my way out of. And so I remember you said things like, don't try to practice some of these things on the person that's your biggest challenge, like your father molested you or whatever. You can try on something. Your remote control. So I don't have to freak out every time I see that word, brother. Emily, or you can think of.
They're your child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. We all wonder about these kind of things. This Course in Miracles is a trip.
Tripping.
So wouldn't it be that a
holy
relationship with one
is a godly
relationship
with them? Right. So when you establish one holy relationship, you're establishing the relationship. That's right. The Course says the one characteristic of anything that's real, you can always tell, because if it's something that's real, you can instantly apply it to everything. Mm-hmm. And if you can't instantly apply it to everything, it's not real. And that's the definition of how you test the real against the unreal. If there's one exception, then it's not real. It's real, it applies to everything.
Wow. Seems simple.
Yeah, it's so simple that we have to work really hard to make it more complicated than that. That's why we're so tired. Come home and say, what's wrong with you, dear? Honey, I'm so tired from trying to make the unreal real all day. I don't know what to do. Let me take a nap. Oh, boy, it's a trip. Okay. By the way, I'm on the lam from God. And don't make sure none of y'all tell God I've been around here. Okay. God will that I be totally happy all the time. I'm a rebellious child. I'm going to make myself miserable just to show God. You can't control me. How am I doing? I'm a rebellious child. I won't let myself have any of the good things the kingdom affords me. No! You will not make me happy before my time. I'm in control of this. Okay. So funny. Okay, this is cool stuff. This is gonna be kind of Cecil B. DeMille like. Okay. Okay. All right. He says, to all who share the love of God, the grace is given to be the givers of what they have received. So the way that you learn is something. The way that you learn is something is yours forever. Is to be the giver of what you would receive. The way you make sure you would have something forever is to be the giver of what you would receive. The way to make sure you would always have something forever, then you must be the giver of what you want to receive. And so you learn is yours forever. Now, once you learn that the love is yours forever, once you learn that the truth is yours forever, once you learn that your spirit is yours forever, once you learn that your life is yours forever, once you learn that the love is yours forever, all barriers will disappear before your coming. So I'll say it one more time. Before you even get there, barriers will disappear. Before you even get there, the problem will disappear. Before you even get there, the problem will disappear. Cool. Before you even get there, the problem will disappear. Before you even get there, the problem will disappear before you even get there because you've been giving yourself what you want to receive. And if you give yourself what you want to receive, all your problems will disappear before they even show up in your life. Cool. That's what this book just told us how to have. And I don't bit on what the hell I just said.
Was good.
You know what I'm saying? I know I just heard the answer, but a part of my mind's like kind of feels twisting, kind of lightheaded. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like, you know, it's like I'll say it one more time. All barriers will disappear before you even get there. Every obstacle was finally surmounted that seemed to rise and block your way. Before this veil that you and your brother lift together opens up the way to truth to more than you. So this fear that you and I are lifting up together is going to open the way up to more than just the two of us. So every time I heal with somebody, it's opening up the way for more than just me and the person that I just had the healing with. So when you heal with somebody, you opening a way up for more than just you and the person that you finally got the healing with. You are here to let illusions be lifted from their minds. You are here to let the lie be lifted from your mind. You are here to let the lie be lifted from your mind. You're here to let the lie be lifted from your mind. You're here to let the lie that you deserve anything other than perfect love be lifted from your mind. You're here to let the lie that you deserve anything other than perfect love to be lifted from your mind. That's a savior. Now, that's a great definition of savior.
Yeah.
Oh, what, you're my savior. Yeah, man, I'm here to help you let all these false ideas you got about yourself be lifted from your mind. I'm here to help you lift all these untrue ideas about yourself from your mind. I'm here to help you undo all those negative thoughts you have about yourself from your mind. I'm your savior. I'm here to help lift the veil from your mind. I'm here to help you feel better about yourself. I'm here to help you love yourself more. I am your savior. And I work cheap. Savior, we'll work for food. Okay.
We'll work for God.
Yeah, we'll work for God and we'll sign. We'll work for God. That's deep, y'all.
So when you give yourself, so when you are what you want to receive, you're giving yourself what you want to receive.
Yeah, if you give yourself what you want to receive, he said, if you give yourself what you want to receive, that's how you will ensure that you have it forever and that obstacles would disappear before you even got to them. Has anybody tried that recently and is able to report back to me right now your findings? Is there anyone in the room that's done this lately? Anybody? Anybody been out there giving yourself what you want to receive?
I do.
All right. Thank you, young lady.
All the time. I have everything that I need and want, and I'm perfectly happy. Because I give it to myself.
That is so great to hear. Didn't that just make us happy? Something in us that's dripping with envy. Are we happy for her? Yeah, we're real happy for you, girl. Yeah. You really are. Aren't we? Yes, we are.
We should stop smiling.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we truly are. That's great. Anybody else giving themselves what they want to receive and been watching the obstacles disappear? Yeah, sometimes, you know. Oh, yeah, it's like, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes my capacity to give myself is like a good 1959 Ford, you know, that's still running, you know, it's not, it's kind of comes through a little bit, but it's not nothing real special yet, but it works. You know. Now y'all want to pump it up, right? Your capacity to receive, you want to pump it up, right?
Pump it up.
Okay,
pump
it up. That means we just want to have the barriers disappear before we even get there.
That's right.
We want to heal between each other so we can open up ways for more than just ourselves. And we're going to make sure that we lift the illusions from the minds of the people that we are around by always seeing them at a higher level of love than they see themselves. And then we are being their sages without even saying anything to them verbally. And we'll reap the results of that by having endless joy come more and more into our own lives. And your life will transform without one argument.
Wow. Can you say that again?
That way was so easy, you're going to have to buy the CD to get it. That was just too easy. That was too, that blanked right out of my head. Didn't I do that to you all too? Didn't I go, what? If my function was to be around you, remembering the truth for you, for you, while you forget about it, I wouldn't have to necessarily say anything to you to do that. And if I don't say anything to you, that lessens the possibility that we'll get into any kind of opposition. So I get a chance to be your savior without having any conflict happen between us, which just opens up the way to both of us.
Sounds simple.
So my need to let you know that I'm saving you really just kind of slows the process down, because you might be debating with me about whether or not you want to see me as your savior. So the best savior is a secret savior.
There you go.
Kind of like a secret Santa.
Yeah, yeah, because you have to do stuff. You have to do stuff for people who don't love themselves. You have to do things for them secretly.
That's so true.
Yeah, you have to do things. You have to do things for them secretly at first, and it doesn't always remain that way. But at first, those who would oppose the good, they sometimes just need to experience the good anyway, whether they think they deserve it or not. You deserve to be loved, whether you think you deserve to be loved or not. That's the level I want. That's the level I want. I want love whether I think I deserve it or not. I want help whether I think I deserve it or not.
So you don't need to believe that you deserve it in order to experience it and have it fully for yourself.
If it's the truth, you don't.
Okay.
The truth doesn't require belief. You don't have to do anything to accept the truth. So that's what's so cool about it. The truth just is. You know, and my belief don't have nothing to do with whether or not it works. That's what I like about the truth. The rest of the stuff is stuff we make up to entertain ourselves. Why are we pretending that we're separate?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, this is like reading a magazine in the waiting room. You know, we're playing a little game right now. But we're forgetting to laugh. We make up this hilarious thing and then we forget to laugh. And we take it serious, of course, as and the more serious we take it, the more real it becomes, and then we feel like we are trapped. But we don't know we're the one that supplied the cold air to the water to turn it into an ice cube. That was deep, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody know what the hell I said? Okay, we'll get back to it later. I'll just file that one away. And what the hell did Earl say? File number 142. Yeah. But it's the truth, though. Y'all know that. I love it, man. This stuff is deep. Okay, anybody else before I finish this off? And maybe finish us off in the process. Okay, because this is so cool, I can't even believe what it's saying. Okay, so what you're doing right now is that you're walking the world with the part of you that wants to heal the world.
Okay.
And you're carrying its message of hope and freedom and release from suffering to everybody who needs a miracle to save them. So everybody that needs a correct the Course says a miracle is a correct perception. So everybody that needs a correct perception to save them, everyone who needs a correct perception to save them, you will be a messenger of a correct perception that other people can use to save themselves. You're the one who give out the thoughts that other people can think to save themselves. You're the ones who pass out the thoughts that other people can think to help themselves. You're the one who pass out the thoughts that others can think to help and love themselves.
Oh.
You are messengers of love.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
That's real. This is real. How easy is it to offer this correct perception of miracle to everyone? How? He said, anybody who receives a correct perception for themselves cannot find it difficult to give one. As soon as you've accepted it for yourself, you cannot find it difficult to give it. It's never hard to give anything you've already accepted for yourself. It's never hard to give anything that you have already accepted for yourself. Just by receiving it, you learn that it wasn't given you by yourself. Okay. Do you want to receive it? Yes, I want to receive it. Okay, well then this is what you say to receive it. You ready? I'm not the only one receiving this. Hello, I say it again. I'm not the only one receiving this. That's the thought that allows you to receive what you want. It's to remind yourself, I'm not the only one that's receiving this. Because everything that is created through union and is created through joining. So there's no way you can have anything alone. These are laws that are different from what we learned, but they make sense to us if we really search it with our hearts. It makes total sense. What are you saying? All I have to say is whatever I'm asking for, I'm not going to be the only one that receives it and then ask for it. He says, such is the function of a holy relationship, which is what we have. The function of our relationship is for us to receive how? Together. Why are we here? To receive how?
Together.
Right? That's a holy relationship. It's a to receive together relationship. So you go over somebody going, I want a to receive together relationship with you. Bad.
Ready?
I want to receive together relationship with you. He said that's a holy relationship. He says it's a relationship where you receive together and you give as you received. You're giving it as you accept it. You're giving it as you accept it. This is a relationship that we're giving it and accepting it, and giving it and accepting it, and giving it and accepting it. It's a holy relationship. Whoa. Then it says, standing before the veil, it still seems difficult. I'll say it in my own way. Standing before the crazy stuff you think people have been doing, it still seems hard to see them as these really light beings that this book keeps talking about when I look at some of the people on Colfax vessels. Okay. There's a part of me that has a hard time seeing past the veil. Anybody else?
Yeah.
He said, well, standing before the veil, it still seems difficult, but hold out your hand and you have joined with your brothers, and then you can touch this heavy singing block and you will learn how easily your fingers are going to slip through its nothingness. It is no solid wall, and only an illusion stands between you and your brother and the holy self you share together. Only a false idea you have about each other stands between you. Only a false idea you have about each other stands between you. Only a false idea you have about each other stands between you and the real self you share with me. Only some false ideas we have about each other stands between us and our real self that we all share in our holy relationship, because all of us have come together to receive together. And we know that to create anything, all we have to do is tell ourselves, I will not be the only one receiving this, and then ask for it.
That's good.
All right, I'm through with this. Are y'all glad? You ain't. That's deep. Whoa. That was deep, man.
Wow.
That was when the deep?
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
You're not the only one.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was off the hook there. Wow. Oh.
So if I want a new Porsche, I just say I will not be the only one receiving this. Now please give me a Porsche.
I put it this way, that'll increase your chances of having it tremendously.
There you go.
That's good. I really like that.
I'm the only one receiving this.
Whoa. Thank you for sharing money with me. Thank you for sharing money with me. Thank you for sharing money with me. I appreciate it. That's why it feels so good to receive it.
Thank you for sharing the course with us. And thank you for sharing the course with us.
It is the greatest pleasure that I have in my experience. It's what I feel like when I'm sharing the Course in Miracles. There's nothing compares to it. I love using my body for what I made it for.
Cool. All
right.
Yeah? You know what I'm saying? Do you really think God made your bodies? Uh-oh. That was Course in Miracles questions. Do you think God made your bodies?
No.
Interesting question. Course raised that kind of question. It says, God didn't make your bodies, because God doesn't make anything that's perishable. I went, whoa! Then what made my body? Whatever made it, sure could have put a few bit more muscles on it. I'm talking about. I was talking about passing by my mirror and tell the guy in the mirror, like, you know, who are you? Get out of my bathroom. I'm calling, who are you? I still see 23-year-old Earl with the big afro. Hey, well, the big old afros, man, I tell you. I had somebody I hired to play the shout music as I walked down the street. Okay.
Okay.
Anybody got anything they want to say to me?
We love you.
Love you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, next time 11 o'clock, I will be scaring the 11 o'clock service people. And I would like you to come if you would like. And watch the little. No, I'm just messing with you. Just, we have a good time. I'm doing 11 o'clock service next Sunday, as well as the 1 o'clock class that I'm doing. Okay. Did anyone get an aha of any kind?
Yeah. My aha was this.
Okay.
I know I'm not the only one receiving this.
Wasn't that something?
Yeah. That's deep.
And maybe that's why we don't get as much as we ask for, because we're limiting it to us rather than
aha!
No, I know. I'm close. I'm just gonna tell y'all this. I'm close. Kind of get choked up. I'm close to the realization that I'm not the only one that exists.
Just close.
It's not all about me. And it is at the same time. You know what I'm saying? It's not all about me, it's all about me. That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, if we have a split mind, if there's two of us, and we don't know about our evil twin, but we can't see it because we think we don't have one. So it hides from us, and we don't see it. When it'd be like poking us in the butt with little stuff that upsets us all the time. Because we're not willing to look at our own shadow side and admit we have some fear thoughts ourselves. Some anger thoughts ourselves, some hate thoughts ourselves, you know. Cause I'm too spiritual.
Yeah, so we have to project those onto somebody.
Yeah, so we have to project all of our negative, unflattering thoughts must be projected out upon the people in our environment so that we can feel that we are absolutely free of that untidy, unsightly type of being. It's not hard to... Okay. Anybody else before I do a little review?
I love that you can't make the wrong choice. Your whole life has brought you to this point.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make the wrong choice.
Isn't that cool?
Don't just sit there in fear, thinking, ah! You can't make the wrong
and the knowing that because we have wrong.
Yeah, we've already won. Yeah, we already won. Yeah, we kicked back in the lounge chair in reality somewhere, you know, watching our own show.
Yeah.
I sure would have done prom night different.
That's just what I was thinking.
I mean, out of all the things out in my life, I'd pick prom night. You know, talking about values screwed up. Okay. Values run amok. This is a funny place. Okay.
So when we know that we have won, when we know that we have it in that branch, when we know that we cannot make a mistake, then save yourself time. If you really think on it and really feel it through inside us, we just let it go and be it.
Damn.
It's a lot easier to be something into existence. Than to try to make it. I mean, being it is so much more powerful and so much easier. I thought that was the hard one at first. Being what I wanted to have sounded like just this insurmountable task, you know. Now I'm finding that if I just be it, it just shows up.
Let's see, what is that? Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And all these others will be added unto you.
Including Domino's Pizza, if you like that. Sort of thing. that's right. Then lobster come onto your dream, you know, whatever it is, you know. I tell you, because your physical life will become nothing but an echo of your love of yourself and God.
Wow.
And so this is just to be the echo. You call it, man, goodness, I'm having a great human life. I love it. I love it. All right. So here's a little review. And you can kind of like listen to this and let me put you in a hypnotic trance and rule your life forever and make you take all your money out your bank account and put it in mine. That's all mixed in with this meditation. Some minimal messages that you're innocent. Okay, you with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm so glad y'all can still play. When you come to the place where the branch in the road is obvious, you know you can't go ahead. You got to go one way or the other. The purpose of coming this far was for you to decide which way you want to go right now. The purpose of coming this far was to decide which branch you will take right now. The purpose of everything you've gone through, the purpose of coming this far is to decide which road you're going to take right now in your life. Your whole purpose of coming this far was to decide which branch you're going to take right now. The way you got here no longer matters. What brought you here no longer matters. It can no longer serve. What brought you here, it no longer matters, can no longer serve. No one who reaches this far can make the wrong decision. Nobody who reaches this far can make the wrong decision. If you reach this far, you can't make a wrong decision. If you reach this far, you can't make a wrong decision. Although you can delay, nobody who reaches this far can make a wrong decision, although they can delay. And there's one statement that the Course said we should say if we want to have everything told us that we need to be told to have our incredible life that we would want to have. There's nothing you won't be told if you acknowledge that your way is decided. In other words, it's already been decided that you're going to end up in complete happiness and joy. It's already been decided that you're going to be successful. It's already decided that you're going to be successful. He just said, my way is decided. 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 There'll be nothing you won't be told if you acknowledge that your way is decided. And your way for yourself is peace. Your way for yourself is love. Your way for yourself is prosperity, oneness, truth. Your way for yourself is freedom. That's the way that you've decided. Is this not correct? Isn't that the way that you've decided that you want your own freedom, your own love, your own truth, your own life? Is this true?
Yeah.
Yes.
So your way is decided. If you will acknowledge that your way is decided, there will not be anything you will not be told. Now that we've heard what we've heard today, we're going to have some love that's going to come out of our faces into the faces of those around us, and we're going to help lift the fear from their minds just by looking at them, and then obstacles will begin to disappear before we get to them, because we will be giving ourselves so much love that the problems disappear before we even get to them. You'll be glad to have the other person's mistakes corrected very, very gently, because you realize you want to do everything you can to protect their peace from any kind of harm, because you know their peace is your peace. And all the barriers are going to start to disappear before you. Because you are here to be a savior. You are here to simply remember the truth for people while they have forgotten it for themselves, because they're in some kind of fear or conflict. Your function is to remember that these people in this world are powerful beings, that they are light beings, that they are love beings, that they are spirit, that they are not any of their fears and insecurities that they may have, or diseases or anxieties or attacks. Your function as a savior is to remember the truth for them when they forget the truth, and you therefore become a savior of the world, and you are giving yourself what you want to receive, and so all problems would disappear before you even got to them, and you would start to experience, you would know the joy, the fulfillment in your life that you've been dreaming about all your life, wondering if it's going to ever show up. All you have to do is remember to tell yourself, I will not be the only one receiving this. And ask for what you really want in your heart. The prayer of the heart will always be answered. Thank you so much for coming today. I hope you have an incredible holiday weekend. And remember, real freedom is of the mind. Yeah. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Put your veils back in place, please. Everybody's veils. Don't leave out of here with sloppy veils.